Listening to that was the chief executive of the National Network of Family Violence Services, Meron Lawler. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Susie.
Listening to that, what is your response, having been involved in, certainly in this process up to now?
Certainly excited, and excited about the launch of the National Strategy and the Action Plan today. Daunted because the amount of work ahead is enormous, and also really anxious hearing the Minister talk about hoping to receive, or an indication of success is that we'll have more reporting over the next couple of years as people increasingly feel safer to reach out. And that's frightening because the reality is there's going to need to be huge investment in the sector to be able to accommodate those people who are reaching out for support and help.
Yeah, one of the questions that I asked Marama Davidson that we didn't have time for was around exactly that. It's, if it's going to be social workers or counsellors or psychologists or all manner of people who may be part of helping a family in this crisis, that is going to be needing resource, but also these are already areas under strain. What is your anticipation of what is going to happen here over the next few years?
Hopefully a huge investment in particularly the specialist family violence sector. So that sector already exists, it already contains the necessary services, but you know, it's a workforce that is under pressure. It's a workforce that has been, enduring the brunt of COVID and COVID lockdowns and continuing to work throughout. But it's also a sector where it's very difficult to attract people to work in. And as a result, we have an incredibly ageing workforce. And we need the ability to be able to attract people to that mahi as both an attractive career option, but also a worthwhile career option financially when it's really difficult for qualified people to come into that work within the specialist sector, or to go off and work for a government department that pays more.
So, in your view here, what has been done well, perhaps, up to this point of launch, but also what are the bad bits? Where are the bits that it's failing?
So I think that ultimately the strategy has done some really, really positive things. And the first one is front-footing primary prevention. So this real focus, instead of just the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff, putting the fence around at the top of the cliff and really focusing on, you know, making the intergenerational changes that are needed so that we move beyond family violence is not acceptable to family violence is just non-existent. So a real focus on that primary prevention. The other parts of the strategy and the development of the strategy that have worked really well are the centering of voices, particularly the voice of tangata whenua. We know that by Māori, for Māori and with Māori works, and it's really insightful to see that reflected over and over again in the national strategy. But also, the Minister has been very committed to this, moving beyond our silos, moving beyond the silo of police and the silo of MSD and justice and the silo of the specialist sector, to actually sitting together and working together. In terms of what's missing, so the strategy talks about six fundamental shifts, and our member agencies, most of whom work with people who use violence, think that there's a shift that's missing. And it's the shift which gets us to think about family violence in particular differently. We've heard lots of talk in the lead up to the launch of the strategy today about addressing harm, a focus on healing and restoration, a focus on trauma, but what we've not heard is a focus on accountability. At its most basic, we have huge numbers of people who are impacted by family violence, huge numbers of victims, simply because we have huge numbers of people who use family violence. And they're just told it's not okay, rather than it's criminal and you're going to be held accountable for it. So get help and get help early.
Appreciate your time. Thank you. Meryn Lawler there from the Network of Family Violence Services.